one with another here to share this marvelous, precious truth that we share. We are a family. And in that family arrangement, we consider each and every one and greet you with the love that is due. As our Lord indicated that the love of the Father was with Him, and He wished that to His disciples, we wish that to you. We greet you in Christian love, and we hope that your weekend here will be a joyful one, that you'll learn along with us, and those that are serving, bringing the message of truth to each of us, will be blessed in their activity and also in bolstered in strength to do so. We gather here primarily to give honor and glory to our Heavenly Father. Why? Because we love Him. He is our Father. How do we show this love? Well, we can say, well, we do this and we do that and we're going to sacrifice the weekend and so on. But brethren, we show that love by our love to each other as family members, as brothers and sisters in Christ. And it is an honor given to us by the Heavenly Father that we have this to share. So if there's anything that your brethren can do for you, don't be shy to ask. I'm sure you're not shy at home with brothers and sisters, so don't be shy to ask. And Brother Adam will do absolutely everything that you ask him to do. We love the Lord and the brethren more than our natural brothers and sisters, our natural spouses, husbands or wives. And our ties in this Christian love can only grow stronger meeting one with another. So that's why the indication is not to forsake the assembling with one another. We come together to uplift, to build each other up in the most holy faith. One brother mentioned that sometimes brethren may be critical in their view of what's said, or from the platform as well as in private discussion. You shouldn't feel that way. We are a close family. The Lord says, come, let us reason together. So that reasoning with the Lord is so precious that we can surely do that quite easily one with another. To rightfully divide the word of truth. Brethren, I bring you, if I can just very briefly, three scriptures to greet you. The first scripture is John 4, 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. To show this love is action. And that's what we're looking for in achieving in our intentions, is this action of our love. Second scripture I have is Hebrews 10, verses 23 to 25. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. Let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and to good deeds, not forsaking our assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. so that should increase us to activity and to show this love for each other. Romans 15:5-6. Now may the God who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind one with another according to Christ Jesus, that with one accord you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So let us remember the praise and honor and glory to our Heavenly Father as we go through the next 3 days of sharing His truth. And may we each grow in our hearts, in love, and in our regards for one another. Brethren, we have our theme text, Hebrews 12:1. That we will expound more from the platform on this theme in every segment of that. When you are surrounded, you can't help notice. That's the purpose of the surrounding. The witnesses that we have, past and present, and the promises of the future, are just thrilling. You can't help notice it when you're surrounded by these. Our job is to lay aside every weight and that sin which clings on to us. If you took a walk in the bush, we have, and I don't know the Ukrainian word for that stuff that sticks to you. It's a seed, babushka or something of that nature. I don't know the technical name for it, but it's a hard thing to pick off. It just clings to you like that sticky stuff, you know, the strips. That's how this sin clings to us. It just unknowingly jumps on you. So we will learn how to eliminate that and how to run the race with endurance. And we like the thought of that endurance being connected with patience as well. But I'm not here to discourse. I'm here to direct traffic. So I hope with your cooperation we'll do that to the best of our ability and time-wise. And we'd like to call upon Brother Byron to ask a blessing on the convention before we open with our hymn.
Our most kind and loving Heavenly Father, how great Thou art. We're thankful, dear Heavenly Father, for this day. We're thankful for the words of welcome from Brother Jerry and what it means to us to be welcomed here. We pray that Your Spirit might rest upon the brethren here in Prince Albert and Saskatoon and in surrounding areas, that You might continue to bless them. And now we look forward to this weekend. We pray that You would be with us as we look into the witnesses that go before us and the race that lies ahead of us, and how we might run more successfully. We thank You for that great invitation. We thank You, dear Heavenly Father, for the gift of Your Son, the example He left for us. And to think of the fact that You would give up Your only Son is just thrilling to our hearts, and it's overwhelming when we consider it. We wait before Thee. We pray that You would open our hearts and minds this weekend to take in the lessons that are laid out before us and to appreciate and enjoy with all our hearts the wonderful fellowship that we might have with one another, as Brother Jerry mentioned, to build one another up in this most holy faith. This is a weekend of encouragement. We've been looking forward to it, and we know that You promised where Your children gather You would be there also, and so we call upon You to bless us this weekend. All these favors we ask through the name and merit of Your beloved Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.